Welcome to the PlayaPod podcast, where you'll learn about all the great features of the PlayaPod app by TMSoft. I'm Todd Moore, founder of TMSoft, and part of the development team working on making PlayaPod the best podcasting app in the world. I'm also a podcaster and host a show called Tech 411.
This is Tech 411,
where I cover the latest news in tech. But I'm not only a podcaster, but a huge fan of listening to other podcasts. Whether I'm driving to work, I never listen to the radio anymore. I always just queue up, you know, my latest favorite show. When I'm at the house, I'll usually put podcasts on the TV or listen to it on the Amazon Echo or the Google Home. So I'm constantly listening to podcasts, and I think it's the greatest way to consume media today. So before we begin our series into discovering all the great features of PlayaPod, I want to talk a little bit about why I created this app. Why build another podcasting app? Because the Apple iPhone has a podcasting app. Android devices, there's plenty of podcasting apps out there on the Google Play Store. You know, I started with an iPhone, and I really don't like the direction that Apple took their podcasting app, because I kept getting frustrated. And it mainly came down to just finding it difficult to just get into the app and play the shows that I want to hear. It seems like Apple's taken it in the direction of a magazine where you open it up and you find lots of new content, which is great. Don't get me wrong. Finding new shows is definitely part of PlayaPod and something that Apple does a fantastic job on. But when it comes down to just play the episode that I want to hear in the order I want to hear them, sometimes it can be a little difficult. But really, what frustrated me to the point where I decided, okay, I'm going to invest. And what I mean by invest is I'm going to spend my time and my team's time at TMSoft to actually build a better podcasting app. And trust me, that is not a cheap thing to do. It is not a cheap thing to build a cross-platform application like PlayaPod, because we're on both the Android and iOS platforms. So you have to really frustrate me before I make that decision that I am going to invest into building a new app. And what it came down to, and it's going to sound really simple, but the progress bar frustrated me to no end. And I'm speaking about Apple's podcasting app, because what they did when they introduced iOS 7, which was a great update, don't get me wrong, but they made it very modern looking, very clean. They made the progress bar very skinny. And so I was constantly trying to, you know, move forward and backward using the progress bar, and they made it so difficult to grab. And then to make matters worse, they went edge to edge with the progress bar, which basically goes against all the human interface guidelines that Apple puts out, because it's impossible to get all the way to the end and all the way to the beginning, you know, by scrubbing. And I just thought, what are they thinking? Sure, it looks nice. You know, having a thin progress bar looks nice. And going edge to edge, it looks nice. But functionality-wise, it's just painful to use. And so that's what made me start thinking about building a new podcast app. And to be honest with you, the first thing I developed for PlayaPod was the progress bar, because I've just got so frustrated with every progress bar out there in every podcasting app. And it even goes, even when you look at Android, and I'm, you know, a subscriber to Google Music. I think that's a, you know, for $10 a month, you get all the music and you get, you know, ad-free YouTube. So that's a great experience. And they added podcasts, which I was very happy about. And I added Tech 411s, which is the show I do, to the platform. And, you know, I kind of got the same frustration level with Google Music's implementation of it, because I constantly just never knew where I left off. It was hard to get into the app and get into the episodes I wanted to hear. It was just difficult to use. And they had the same issues with the progress bar. And, you know, both of the platforms, they never show you what you've listened to. They only show where you left off. And this brings me to frustration point number two, which is I'm listening to podcasts in the car, and maybe you've done this, experienced this, but you want to skip ahead, or you want to move around and fast forward or rewind, and you fumble with the phone and you accidentally touch the wrong part of the progress bar. And then next thing you know, you're completely lost. You don't know where you were. And that's happened to me more than once. So those were the two things initially that I was trying to solve. I was just so frustrated. Why don't you show me what I've actually listened to? And so one of the big features that I like about PlayApod is we show you down to the second, every individual second that you've listened to a show, that gets tracked. So it doesn't matter if you accidentally fast-forwarded to the very end. You know exactly what you've listened to, and you know exactly what you've skipped over. And I think that makes PlayApod unique. I think so. I haven't seen that feature in other applications. So that was the motivation. It all came down to the progress bar, and then, of course, being able to just get into the app and quickly play your favorite podcast shows. I guess that'll bring me to the next point, where we're not designing PlayApod like a magazine cover. I just want to see everything in a nice condensed list view. And that's how the podcasting app on the iPhone first started. And that's the interface that I like best. Just show me all the episodes ordered by the date that the podcast episode was published, and allow me to scroll the list. So that was the interface I wanted to bring to PlayApod. It's very simple, a very simple list view. So with the progress bar and then a simple list view, that was version 0.01, and that's what we started with. And I've been using PlayApod for a long time because the first thing I did was I built it for me, and I built a very simple list view, and I built a very simple way to see what you've actually listened to. And so I've used it for about 6 months before we even published our first beta, because I really just wanted something that worked well for me. And once we got that completed, and once you could add any podcast show you wanted by clicking the little plus button and just putting in the RSS feed, I mean, that was the first beta version that we ever released to the public. It was very simple. And that's the way I like to start with apps, is create something that's functional and very simple and works well. That was kind of the genesis of PlayApod. Let's keep it simple and let's keep it functional. And let's introduce a way to see what you've actually listened to. And of course, we expanded it much more than that. What you see today, it's cross-platform. You can log in. You can sync your episodes. You can sync your subscriptions. You can search for any podcast that you want. So it's really come a long way since, you know, when I first made the first working prototype. But it was all based on solving those two frustration points that I had, the progress bar and just being able to get in and quickly playing the shows you want to listen to. So I hope you'll join me and subscribe to the PlayApod podcast. We're going to be covering all the new features that we add to each release of PlayApod. And I thought this would be a good way to get familiar with the app and provide a few tips to make your experience with PlayApod more enjoyable. So thanks for listening.